Of God, it's Thursday, September the 22nd, the very first day of autumn. This is Father Michael, along with the rest of the team here at the God Minute. Welcome, and thank you for joining us in prayer today. Let us begin this beautiful autumn season as we begin all things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 84, Prayer of a Pilgrim. How lovely is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts! My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord.
My heart and flesh cry out for the living God, as the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest to settle her young. My home is by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They never cease to praise you.
Better one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Better the threshold of the house of my God than a home in the tents of the wicked.
For a sun and shield is the Lord God, bestowing all grace and glory. The Lord withholds no good thing from those who walk without reproach.
O Lord of hosts, bless the one who trusts in you. O Lord of hosts, blessed the one who trusts in you.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This beautiful promise that Jesus offers to his disciples at the Last Supper, and indeed to us, that promise that he and the Father will come to dwell and make a home within us, brings great consolation. Just the very word home brings consolation. To be home is to be in a place that is safe. To be home is to be in a place that is secure. To be home is to be in a place where we can rest and be free and be ourselves, to kick off your shoes and let your hair down, as it were. This is the kind of relationship that Jesus and the Father desire to have with each of us. They desire to come and to be that intimate with us and to create for us a space of rest and safety and security. Maybe you grew up in a home that wasn't a place of rest and safety and security. But the Father's dwelling place that he has prepared for us, and really the dwelling place that he desires to make in us, is a place where we can be totally free. And that place of freedom comes, as Jesus tells us, from keeping his word. And as we keep his word, it allows us to live on the same page, to live on the same page of truth himself. And when we live on the same page of truth himself, there's a mutual trust that exists there. I find it interesting that the promise of Jesus here is not that we can make our home in him, but that he desires to come to make his home in us. It's in his laying down his life. It's in his obedience to the Father. That is listening to the voice of the Father. The word obedience comes from the Latin ab audire, to listen. Jesus's obedience to the Father is what allows him to go and prepare a place for us in heaven. His obedience to the Father is what allows him to come and make his dwelling place within each of us. And our obedience to the Father is the space and the place where Jesus comes to dwell within us. I think often of the song by Philip Phillips that was popular several years back. It was all about making this place your home, right? And the refrain or the bridge, there was, "Settle down, it will all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. Trouble, it might drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. I'm going to make this place your home." May that be our prayer to the Lord, that as we listen to him and not to the voices of fear, not to the voices of distrust, not to the temptations of this world, as we listen to him, our hearts would truly become a dwelling place where Jesus and the Father can rest and live and make themselves known to the world.
For our general intercession today, let us ask the Lord to heighten our awareness of his dwelling within us, making his home within us, so that we may better bless the Lord by our words and deeds as we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray.
Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to lay down your life for us. Thank you for coming to reveal to us the face of the Father. Thank you for your promises that are faithful and true. Lord Jesus, we give you permission to come and make your dwelling place within us. We repent of the times where we have not heeded your words, where we have not trusted. And we ask for the grace to trust in you, to surrender to you with the same love and trust that you surrendered to the Father and his perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Saint Vincent de Paul,
pray for us.
Saint Jean Altide Torre,
pray for us.
Beloved of God, thanks so much for joining us in prayer today. It's always such a privilege when we can gather together with all the community of the God Minute and pray. Do take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.